Indiana officials are feeling optimistic about the COVID-19 pandemic and are considering reopening the state in less than 2 weeks. But others in the northwest part of the state aren't ready to claim victory, not when the testing continues to lag behind. WBEZ's Michael Puente reports.
Flattening that curve has been the mantra of Indiana officials to stop the spread of COVID-19. The disease has gripped the state's capital, Indianapolis, which accounts for more than a third of all confirmed cases and deaths. But officials feel progress is being made. Here's Indiana Health Commissioner Dr. Christina Box.
I hesitate to say this, but I do think we may be seeing a flattening of that curve. So I'm cautiously optimistic that everything that we have done has really tremendously made a difference.
Box is saying that even as bad news continues to come in every day.
Good afternoon, Hoosiers. Today we reported 505 new cases of COVID-19 in the state of Indiana and sadly 7 new deaths.
Many of those deaths are people who live in northwest Indiana, an area isolated not just in geography from Indianapolis, but culturally and politically. Folks here aren't sounding as optimistic as their downstate neighbors.
We need resources here, and we need them now.
That's Gary, Indiana Mayor Jerome Prince, who released a statement demanding additional testing capacity and personal protective equipment. Prince, whose first few months in office have been hijacked by the pandemic, says his region urgently needs state and federal resources to prevent more deaths. To date, his city of 75,000, a vast majority African-American, has nearly 300 confirmed cases of COVID-19 and 8 deaths.
African Americans and the elderly population are the most vulnerable. And I tell you, from just a demographic perspective, that absolutely is reflective of the city of Gary.
Prince says his city has exhausted local resources to respond to the crisis. Up until the last couple of weeks, testing for the Indianapolis area was running 5 times as much as Lake County, home to Gary. Though the state health department has sent up strike teams to Gary and Merrillville, it conducted drive-up testing for first responders and essential workers. At one of the testing sites, Lake County, Indiana's health officer, Dr. Chandana Vavilala, says it's not surprising cases continue to grow.
We are the second most populous county in the state. But also keeping in mind, we are right next to Chicago. And as the Chicago numbers are going up, we are going to continue to see an increase in the numbers over the next few weeks.
And the county's close proximity to Chicago is why some don't understand the delay in responding to the crisis in this area, now 4 weeks into it.
I'm tired of Lake County being the stepchild of this state.
That's Indiana State Representative Mara Candelaria Reardon, a Democrat whose party is vastly outnumbered in the very red Indiana State House. She's critical of the mild-mannered Republican Governor Eric Holcomb's handling of the crisis, and she says she's shocked to hear him talk about reopening the state in early May.
We don't have an accurate count here in Northwest Indiana because we don't have an accurate number of tests. So before they take any action to open up this state, they need to increase testing. We are sandwiched between 2 hotspots, one in Indianapolis and one in Chicago.
There's been some momentum toward increasing testing capacity, according to the state, with plans to supply Gary and other areas of Northwest Indiana with the kits they've been requesting for weeks. But many officials in this region, including Gary's Mayor Jerome Prince, don't feel as optimistic as the state's leaders about getting back to business as usual just yet. Michael Puente, WBEZ News.